From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq launches an offensive to retake the provincial capital, Ramadi. Baghdad says Iraqi security forces have retaken parts of the city from Islamic State fighters that seized the Anbar provincial capital in May. Rick Brennan, RAND Corporation regional analyst, says it's the result of months of planning.
It took them about 6 months in order to build the forces and develop a plan to go in. But right now, the Iraqi forces have essentially surrounded Ramadi. U.S. and coalition airstrikes have been hitting key targets, and they're making good progress on recapturing portions of Ramadi. The big fight has yet to come, which is the city center.
Iraqi forces have focused on encircling and cutting off supply lines around the city before launching their offensive. Protests erupted in the Central African Republic's capital, Bangui, over news that former President Francois Bozizé has been barred from running in this month's election. He was ousted from power in a March 2013 coup by the Muslim Salika Alliance. Meanwhile, the head of the UN Regional Office for Central Africa, Abdullah Yabathali, warned the Security Council Tuesday violence in the region has triggered a humanitarian and security crisis, and he points to Boko Haram as among the culprits.
This terrorist group stepped up its attacks against civilian and military targets in the Lake Chad Basin area, notably in Cameroon and Chad, leading to a further deterioration in the security, economic, humanitarian and human rights situation.
Mr. Bathily praised the visit to Africa last month by Pope Francis in a timely appeal, he said, for peace and reconciliation. French officials say four of its soldiers are being questioned in connection with allegations of child rape in Central African Republic. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has assured Ukraine's lawmakers that the U.S. will never recognize Russia's attempt to annex Crimea, and he drew a standing ovation in the country's parliament.
Today, Russia is occupying sovereign Ukrainian territory. Let me be crystal clear. The United States does not, will not, never will recognize Russia's attempt to annex the Crimea.
Mr. Biden assured them of continued U.S. support, calling on Moscow to comply with the Minsk ceasefire agreement, designed to ease tensions over the conflict or face continued sanctions. Monday, the U.S. vice president announced nearly $200 million in new U.S. aid to Kyiv. Ukraine partially restored power to Crimea Tuesday after a series of explosions last month that damaged high-voltage wires supplying electricity to the peninsula annexed by Russia in March 2014. Electricity began flowing again along one of the four lines destroyed by blasts during protests against Russia's annexation. Following the explosions, pro-Ukrainian activists, including Crimean Tatars, prevented engineers from repairing the lines. Investigators looking into last week's California massacre believe the husband and wife shooters may have been preparing their mass shootings for as long as a year. There are still no signs that U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik were part of a terror cell or group. But investigators say the pair had been radicalized for some time. Authorities are looking into it as an act of terrorism. They killed 14, wounded 21 last week at a gathering of local government workers at a regional center in the city of San Bernardino. Liberia has released its last two known Ebola cases as it begins a new countdown to declare itself free of the deadly virus. Tobert Yanswe is the country's assistant health minister.
No need to panic in Liberia about Ebola. Absolutely no need. No need. No need to cancel your plane tickets when you come into Liberia for Christmas. Continue to come here. The place is safe. We will do our best to keep the place safe. Investors should continue to carry on their projects. Our job is to keep you safe.
There are still dozens of contacts still under quarantine, with 30 deemed high risk. The West African country has declared itself Ebola-free twice before until the new cases were confirmed. Neighboring Sierra Leone declared it was Ebola-free in November. Guinea's last known case recovered 2 weeks ago. At least two Kenyans have been charged with the killing of two lions and the poisoning of several others inside Kenya's Maasai Mara Game Park after herdsmen complained the lions were attacking and devouring their cattle. The men have pleaded not guilty. The lions involved had been part of a BBC wildlife documentary, Big Cat Diaries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.